So I would like to remind you that this year our session is in person only. That's usually we have had digital kind of participation, but this is time it's only physical. And following the adoption of the agenda, we will proceed with the bureau election. We then dedicate our first day to this international policy dialogue, which Elisabeth was already mentioning. And we have a very exciting and really topical team, the AI for Climate Action, unleashing the power of innovation for climate action and AI for net zero and climate-resilient infrastructure, just to repeat what Elisabeth said just. And we have really an excellent list of panelists, and I'm very much looking forward to the discussions. And our discussion, as Elisabeth mentioned, fit very perfectly with the theme of the Commission session in April 2025, which is dedicated to the climate action and resilient infrastructure for a sustainable future. We will have our policy recommendations and actions ready for the ministerial discussions, and of course to feed into the next session of the Committee of the Innovation and Competitiveness and PPT in June. I'm also delighted to announce that thanks to the kind sponsorship of the Government of Germany, we will have a reception this evening at 6 o'clock in this afternoon here at the Bar Serpent. And the reception is an opportunity for networking and to discuss areas of cooperation, synergies, and possible joint work together. And tomorrow we will dive into reviewing the work done and the achievements since our 15th session last year, and we will have two panel discussions. The first one on the preliminary results of the Innovation for Sustainable Development Review of Ukraine, and the second one on the achievement of the UNECE Transformative Innovation Network, ETIN. Later in the afternoon, we will review the activities under the special program for the economies of Central Asia. We will also discuss and adopt the Intersessional Implementation Plan 2024-2025 and discuss funding needs under the item of other businesses. And finally, I would like you to note that the report of the session will be drafted by the Secretariat after our meeting. It will be circulated to the member states and adopted by a silent procedure after the session. Okay, let me now proceed with the reading of the agenda. The proposed draft annotated agenda has been made available in a document ECECECI ICP 2024/1. And the agenda reads, the first point is adoption of the agenda and election of officers. The second one is the international policy dialogue, which was named earlier on, Unleashing the Power of Innovation and Climate Action. The third point is reviewing the work of the team of specialists on innovation and competitiveness policy since the 15th session. The fourth point in the agenda is intersessional implementation plan for 2024-2025. And then we have any other businesses and preparation of the draft report. Do anyone have any comments on the agenda? Okay, if no, I declare the agenda of the meeting adopted and as contained in the document ECECECI ICP 2024/1. We now move to the election of officers, and I would like to give the floor to the Secretariat, Katja.